Hey friends, it's me, Katie Ann, and your host of the Full Confidence Ahead podcast, where we go on a journey together tackling the fears of life, from family relationships to finance, from careers to community. I'm so excited, you guys. Today, I have been looking forward to this interview for a long time. We have a former Miss America. She's also a former, she worked in the Pentagon. She's worked in DC. She's a top business leader right now. She's spanned multiple industries. She is incredible, and she is Charlene Wells. She's also a harpist, so my favorite Miss America, because I'm a harpist, she's a harpist. So, you know, as a kid, you grow up and you're like, oh my gosh, I see some harpist on TV. Yep, that was Charlene for me. And I cannot believe she is on this podcast today talking to us about networking. A lot of her professional life, she's had so much success. Started at ESPN reporting and now is a top business leader, and with many DC jobs in between. She's had an impactful job, and she's sharing her thoughts and views and tips and tricks on networking today, which has been, in her opinion, her success in her career. So we're so excited to welcome Charlene Wells here on the podcast. I have just been so excited for this interview. 4 years. Can't believe it's actually here. So hang in there with us. We're going to have a word from our sponsors, and then here comes Charlene.
Have you ever felt scared swiping your card at a cash register, not knowing if it would be declined or maxed out on your credit limit?
Believe me, I've been there, holding my breath, waiting to check out. Thankfully, all of that fear melted away and turned into confidence when I took a financial literacy course. The PowerPay Money Master course has changed my experience at the cash register from fearful to fearless. The online course is video-based and gives you real-life money smarts. USU Extension is offering a free Money Master course to all Full Confidence Ahead listeners. Go to extensioncourses.usu.edu/KatieAnnPowell and add the Money Master course to your cart. The link will give you the $40 course for free. You can also get the course discount by going to extensioncourses.usu.edu and finding the Money Master course under the Finance category. Use the code KatieAnn, KatieAnn with no spaces, at checkout to claim your $40 discount and free course.
Okay, Charlene, we are so excited to have you today on our podcast, on our show. A former Miss America, an incredible businesswoman, worked in Pentagon City, is now in the corporate world, and absolutely, you have shown what women can do. You've empowered women, and I have watched you over the years, and I'm so excited to be talking specifically about networking with you, because this is something in your career and in your life that you are so good at. So first off, we just want to welcome you to the show. So go ahead and you can say hello to everyone.
Thank you, Katie Ann. You're amazing. Yeah, I've known you for a long time, and you instinctively know all the best practices for networking. So this will be fun to talk to you about it.
I don't know if instinctively, it's more of like, I watch you and I'm like, oh, Charlene does that. And that means I should do it. You know, like that's how we do it here. So Charlene, let's kind of start with, what is the definition of networking? Because I think we might have that backwards in our own heads a little bit.
Yeah, we tend to call it networking, right? But it's building relationships and friendships. And how do you do that in the real world? Do you build friendships by telling them all about you and what you want out of the friendship?
Hello, my name is this. This is how you're going to serve me every single day. You're going to bring me cookies on Tuesday.
Right? This is what I want from this friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
it's you know, you get to know them. And in fact, my favorite thing that I learned from a previous boss, and that I did it for 15 years, he said, I want you to always pick up the check. And we weren't a rich company. We weren't rolling in the revenue, right? It was just, he said, it's just that thing that when you pick up the check for a lunch, it just makes it more about, you know, I'm here to build a friendship and a relationship, not to see what I can get out of you. And so it just kind of sets the tone. And I remember going back to DC and realizing, okay, we don't have a lot to spend, but if I take somebody to lunch, I have more time. I will spend 45 to 50 minutes just trying to find out about who they are and what matters to them. And in my mind, I'm reserving about 10 minutes to talk business. And then if there's something there, we'll get together again, right? But then that way you get to know them first and what matters to them.
Okay, that is huge. And I love that like 50-10 minute rule, because I think a lot of times with networking, we come in and we kind of give the elevator speech of this is right. Who I am, this is what I do, and this is how we're going to benefit each other. And right. If there's awkward extra lunchtime, then you're like, so do you have a dog? So it's so reversed. The world kind of thinks networking is like, hi, yeah, oh, I have this degree. Oh, this is what I do. And this is, you know, and yeah. Instead, you just totally flip. Uh-huh. How did you come to find that? Did someone teach you that? Did you just
a couple of things? So my previous boss, John Lund, but also when I was getting my master's in organizational communications, one of the things that I really studied was developing relationships and communications around the world. And I grew up in South America. And so there's a Latin way of getting to know people that's completely reversed from the American way. The American way is all business. And then a little bit of fun, just like you said, you know, tell me about your dog. In Latin America, they need to get to know you first. And I think in Asian countries too, I think that's what they want to know first. They want to get to know you first to see if they can trust you. And so, and that's why, and I learned a little bit about, you know, here in America, nepotism is a bad thing because, you know, it's, you're working with your family. But in Latin America, nepotism is a positive thing because you trust your family and you've gotten to know them. Mm-hmm. So before you do business, you need to get to know each other. So there is a lot more time to develop a relationship there. It's a combination of factors, but yeah, it's more about that relationship and friendship.
That's so interesting. I love that you bring in different cultures too, because I think different cultures, a lot of times we're in America and you just think, yeah, America has every single way. But every time we experience another culture, I feel like that enriches my life, either how I can interact with people, like you said, South America, and the way just that they conduct business could really enrich us a lot.
Absolutely.
Just a lot. How have you seen networking in your professional relationship change kind of the course of what you thought you were doing or what you wanted to do?
So one of the things that I did early on as I was developing relationships in Washington, D.C., because about 16 years I worked in support of the Department of Defense, a little bit with the Department of Defense. And early on as I was developing those relationships, I knew that I needed advice, a lot of advice. Mm-hmm. And as I met people, especially people who were very experienced in the military, whether they had been a general officer, maybe they currently were, maybe they were a colonel, something. And I needed to build, so instead of building a board, I just built an advisory board. And I told them, all I need from you is let me take you to lunch or dinner or breakfast every now and then when I drop in. Can I do that? And then let me just pick your brain. And so instead of asking them to do things, I just asked for advice. And then over the course of time, they were coming up with ideas. And then they would say, well, let me introduce you to this person who can take you here. So it wasn't me necessarily saying, well, this is what I've got to have. It's like, how do I do this? How do I introduce this to the right people? How do I do this correctly, you know, with a bill or something? So it was always about asking for advice, but knowing that I do have, you know, I hate to say the word agenda because that's such a negative thing, but you have objectives of what you need to do with that time. I don't want to waste their time. And so I would ask their advice a lot. That was one of my big favorite things of doing, just getting together with them.
How did you select those people that were kind of on, I like how you said it, your advisory board. I feel like that's a different way to say mentorship, or how did you select those people? Because I know advice from everyone isn't always a good thing,
but
advice from, and how did you get them? How did you get them on that advisory board for you?
Because I didn't ask them a lot. I didn't ask a lot of them. A lot of people, when like a 501c3, a nonprofit, might say, okay, we want you to join our board now. Give us a lot of money and give us a lot of your time. And they ask a lot of you, right? And so I decided I'm not going to ask a lot. I'm just going to ask a little bit. and I'm going to do something. They got to eat. And yeah, I did learn that. Eat. You know, I have learned that over time. I would ask for a meeting. Okay, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, something, you know, I'll ask for a meeting and they couldn't do it. And then I'd throw out, well, they need to eat. How's lunch? How's dinner? How's, you know, could I take them to coffee? Whatever. And then invariably they would find a few minutes to do that or an hour because it's like, yeah, okay, I can fit in lunch. How did I pick the people? It was learning, you know, who are the people that I admire? Who are people who have proven experience in a particular area so that I could trust that, right? Because as you're building something, it's really important that you align with trusted individuals, people that have already proven, you know, in their area. It's not worth it to align with people who haven't done that. I mean, it's just not worth it. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. They could be really good people, but if you've got some business objectives and you're going to create an advisory board with their name on it, you really need to vet that personally because you are building your brand with those people and they're doing the same thing with you. So you've got to be super trustworthy and proven in some areas that you're trying to advance.
I love how you use this advisory board as a venue for networking too, because I think sometimes we think our advisory board and sometimes it feels like they're over here, they approve decisions and then the organization's over here. But I've never even taken that more personally of, okay, advisory board in whatever organization I am, that those are people that we've selected for a reason because of their decision-making. And if I capitalize on that, and just say, hey, like they're here because they want to have, most people want to be on boards to have that build their resume. It's kind of a win-win. And They want advice to you because you're in that organization that reflects now their name right on that. And so if you do ask advice, so when you're asking advice, do you mostly ask organizational advice or do you also ask personally in your professional? And normally you're interacting in that professional sense, but do you ask specifically like, should the PR department go this way or how should I help mentor these PR people? Does that make sense?
Sometimes it's a mix, you know, okay, especially as you get to know them better and they become real good friends, right? Mm-hmm. Then you can dive deeper into slightly more personal side of business. And they gain trust in you. That's really critical that you provide opportunities for them to shine. And every time that I would be working on a project that I was asking them advice about, I wanted to make sure it was a project that they saw as really worthy of their time. So for instance, Korean War 60th. And the people that I worked with primarily to get advice were people who served in South Korea, not during the war, but served later. And so they knew the history of that really well. And they knew the importance of recognizing the Korean War veterans. And so they wanted to be part of something that was recognizing them. So it's a two-way street, right? You know, what can I bring to them, both in a friendship and in a professional relationship, as well as what advice can I pull from them?
I really love that. I think you uniquely think about that with networking. And I love in your snippets of advice here, how you flip that relationship. I've heard you say friendship multiple times. And I think that's what makes you different in your networking is most people think professional. And you think people. And yeah, that has made, like I look at you and your career, like, wow, right? Like, obviously it works. Obviously you've gotten many of wonderful places. And I think you're that antithesis of professional gain and you're in personal growth for both individuals, which is friendship, right?
Yeah.
Of two people supporting one another, saying, I'll be your cheerleader. You'll be my cheerleader. And here we go.
Yeah. How can I support you? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I want to close with one final question, and that is, what is one piece of advice you'd give your younger self to boost your confidence?
Ooh, that's a good one. I probably should think about it. So my younger self, I was always very goal-oriented, always have been, very, very goal-oriented, and that I should have a plan. And I remember in high school being concerned that I didn't really have a plan. So it was like, I don't even know what's out there. I mean, ESPN wasn't a thing when I was in high school. It wasn't even a thing, right? So how could I dream of being part of something that didn't exist? So I remember being concerned that I didn't have a plan. What I would tell my younger self is, it's always better if you've got a plan or you have opportunities, it's always better to go with the opportunity. Just prepare yourself to be ready for the opportunity, to be ready for it. I still like having plans and I will still think of plans, but I would say the vast majority of my life, professional life especially, the vast majority has not gone according to plan. Not. Mm. So there's some really cool things that I've been able to do, and that was not part of the plan. It was opportunity. So I would have told myself to relax. You know, just get myself really ready, learning how to speak in front of people, learning how to really write well, all those basics that then the right opportunity comes along, developing relationships, how to be a good friend, how to trust and be somebody people can trust in you. And, you know, and then the right opportunities come along and you're ready. It's that whole, I'm going to butcher it, that whole luck is what, preparation meets opportunity.
Luck equals preparation plus opportunity. Yep.
Right. I mean, that's why I've been lucky, is because I'm a super preparer. Not necessarily, you know, I didn't have these goals in mind, but I do prepare really well.
That was the best advice. Thank you for joining. Just your time is so valuable. And we, Charlene, you are out conquering the world and protecting us in the world and pushing forward and modeling what women can do. So we are just so good, thankful that you took time for us.
That's so kind of you, Katie Ann. And I know that you're doing that too. You are really getting out there. And I expect to see great things from you. Not to put pressure on you, but just so that you know that I believe in you. Oh, so
thank
you're,
you,
you're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for your time today.
After every episode, I'm amazed at what each of our guests have accomplished in their lives. They inspire me to go for my dreams and seize opportunities. The reality of life is that every opportunity and dream has a financial implication, and knowing how to manage and grow your money will not only help you achieve your goals, but also get to them faster. Utah Money Moms has been a resource for me to learn how to better manage my money and turn my dreams into reality. Their website is full of interactive material to engage all learning styles. My favorite resource is their free monthly webinars where I can listen and have my questions answered by financial counselors and educators. Head on over to utahmoneymoms.com or Utah Money Moms on Instagram to access free empowering material. Again, that is utahmoneymoms.com or Utah Money Moms on Instagram. Thanks for listening in on the Full Confidence Ahead podcast. Weekly on Tuesdays, we'll continue our journey of confidence together through new interviews and insights. Make sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on the latest conversations and confidence boosts. And by the way, you got this, because you deserve to live life full confidence ahead. See you next week.